Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for the highlights of the game. Brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. The Mets wrapped up their first leg of this 10-game road trip and were aiming for the series victory after last night's big win. Today's pitching matchup was a pair of lefties in Jose Quintana and Martin Perez. Both pitchers worked around leadoff singles to get through a scoreless first. J.D. Martinez snapped in an 0-for-11 stretch with a one-out single in the second, but Jose Iglesias grounded into a fielder's choice, and Luis Torrens struck out to win the inning. Manny Machado led off the second with a double, but Quintana retired the next three to get out of the inning. The Mets managed to hit in each of the first three, but didn't have anything to show for it, while Quintana had his first 1-2-3 inning in the bottom half of the third. But the Mets finally struck in the fourth. J.D. Martinez, who had singled in his first bat, gave one a ride in the second for our smash of the game.
2-1 pitch. Martinez swings and slams one to dead center field. Merrill racing back to the warning track. He'll just give this one a look and watch it fly. Into the pavilion in right center field, J.D. Martinez. A solo shot, number 15. And the Mets are ahead 1-0 in the fourth inning.
And the smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger. 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. Martinez was 9-for-60 coming into this one and dropped to the sixth spot in the batting order. Whatever it was, it got him going today, and his 15th homer of the game gave the Mets, the season, gave the Mets the lead in this one. And as he does so often, Martinez went to right center, and this one went 427 feet. That two-run homer changed everything in that inning as Perez followed with three straight walks to load the bases for Francisco Lindor, who had the grand slam yesterday that Perez exited. Brian Hoeing came on, and unfortunately for the Mets, and Lindor wasn't able to duplicate his heroics from yesterday.
1-2 the count. Bases full. Two outs. 1-0 Mets. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoeing gets Lindor with a changeup down and away. He inherits the bases loaded. He leaves the bases loaded.
And Hoeing got the Padres out of the jam. The Mets squandered an opportunity to blow it open. They still had the 1-0 lead after 3.5, but were already into the Padres' bullpen, which may be a strong one, but now asked to work just a little bit more today. Quintana came back in the bottom of the inning and walked Manny Machado with two outs, opting to go at Jake Cronenworth, and it worked with the Padres' first baseman grounding out the second to end the inning. The Mets put two on in the fifth, but Starling Marte struck out, and this time the Mets and Martinez did not have the magic as he struck out to end the inning, and it remained 1-0. So they had two. They left five men on in the two-inning stretch there. After going down in the sixth in order, Quintana allowed a leadoff single to Mason McCoy to start the inning. He worked back after falling behind on Jurickson Profar, 3-0 to get the count full. Profar hit one hard, but again, the defensive wizardry of Iglesias was on display.
Anyway, 3-2 on Profar. Runner goes. Pitch is lined up the middle. Picked by Iglesias. He steps on second for the out and tries to backhand it to first, but he can't get Profar. Unreal. Iglesias saves a base hit, reaching for the ball on the short hop. Kicks the foot back where he was laying down to step on second and get McCoy. This guy is incredible.
And that one is certainly going to be on the season highlight reel, and it's the big play of the game, brought to you by Optimum with the fastest fiber internet in the tri-state and speeds up to 8 gig. Optimum, where local is big time, and there's a reason why it was the play of the game. It was absolutely magnificent. So he made the incredible play, this time reaching back to snag the grounder and stretching his body to touch second, and even tried to make the throw to first, rolling it there. He didn't get it, but the Mets able to get out of it, as from there, Quintana got Donovan Solano to pop up to second, and then with Machado on deck, the Mets lefty able to get out of the inning to keep the shutout intact.
The 2-2. Bouncing ball to short. Lindor's got it, looks to second, fires to Iglesias, end time, inning over. Jose Quintana here in San Diego has delivered six scoreless innings, and the Mets take their 1-0 lead to the seventh.
And to this point, he allowed two hits and walked one. The Padres' bullpen had held up well for 2 1/3 scoreless innings, but that changed when Mark Vientos stepped to the plate.
The 0-1. Swung on, hit in the air, pretty deep, right center field. Merrill's on the run to the warning track. He's out of room. It's long gone. Opposite field, two-run home run for Mark Vientos, number 21. And the Mets have a 2-0 lead against San Diego in the seventh.
It went to nearly the same spot as Martinez's shot back in the third. Vientos extended the lead with his 21st homer of the year, the Mets' second of the game, to make it a 2-0 lead and the 55th run batted in for the Mets' third baseman this year. Quintana started the seventh. He faced Machado, who doubled earlier, but the Mets caught a break as Machado lined one off the fence. It was a rocket. Brandon Nimmo played it well off the wall. And Machado was not running, so he was watching it, and he wound up being held to a single. Cronenworth flew out to second, but Quintana couldn't put him away. Couldn't put away Jackson Merrill, missing on a 3-2 pitch, and he walked, and that was the last hitter he faced today, as Jose Budo came on and stepped right into the fire, facing Luis Arraez, a two-time batting champ, and he got Arraez to fly out to center, with Machado, though, advancing to third on the play. And another pitch hitter was next in David Peralta. He just missed an extra base hit twice, once just outside third base that went foul. The next time he pulled it foul along first base. He wouldn't get another chance in the seventh as the Padres got aggressive on the bases, but Torrens and Lindor connected on another great play.
As he heads back in, Buto stares in. Runners off the corners, 2-2, two outs. The pitch to Peralta, runner goes, it's high and wide. The throw down to second, the tag. Oh! Merrill overslid the bag, and Lindor applied the tag for the final out. Luis Torrens got a solid pitch to throw on. He delivered a strike to second base. Merrill couldn't hang on, and the Mets escape in the seventh inning.
And that was the save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, as the shutout still intact after seven. It remained 2-0 thanks to the strong throw by Torrens, which Merrill just beat, but he couldn't hold on to the base. And Francisco Lindor alertly applying the tag, and they were out of it. But Budo was falling behind nearly every hitter faced. He finally got Peralta to start the eighth. He grounded to second, but then Budo walked Mason McCoy. Profar came to the plate next. He was robbed by Iglesias last time up, and this time would not be denied by anyone.
Budo holds his set. 2-2. Swinging a high fly to right. Taylor back, turns, looks. It's gone to tie the game. Jurickson Profar hits one that sneaks over the right center field wall. It is 2-2. In the bottom of the eighth, the Padres in this run of the last 2 months have been a nightmare late in games. They are a nightmare today. 40-plus thousand on their feet. Profar arm bumps his way back to the first base dugout. A whole new game now on the two-run smash.
After 7 1/3 scoreless innings, the shutout was undone. And all that was good was quickly, as I said, undone, and it was now a 2-2 game. So Xander Bogaerts then reached on an infield hit, and that was it for Buehto. Phil Maton came in to face Machado, who grounded out the third to move to 0-6 lifetime against Maton. The inning was over, but not before the damage was done. The Profar homer made it a tie game after 8. The Mets went down in order against Padres closer Robert Suarez in the 9th. He needed only 8 pitches to get through the inning, so it was likely that if there was a 10th, he would come out for it, but the Mets went to their closer in the 9th, Edwin Diaz, after Phil Maton just threw 2 pitches in the 8th, but Diaz hadn't thrown in a couple of days, and with an off day coming, it was a good time to get him some work, so he came on in the 9th. And he had to work, though, to strike out Jake Cronenworth, the first hitter. He needed 8 pitches to get him. But 3 pitches later, it was all over, and this was our turning point.
Infield back, the 2-0. Merrill swings and hits a high, deep drive to right. He's done it again. A solo home run to win the game. The Padres motor back with 2 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th, and hand the Mets a heartbreaking 3-2 loss in the finale. Jackson Merrill is a nightmare for the National League. He stomps on home plate, engulfed by the Padres in their camo unis. The Mets and the Padres have split the 4-game set.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.